on the air with a Waveland Radio Playhouse. Now, boys and girls, it's time once again to cuddle up close to the radio as we get ready to open the Sudsy Storybook. So sit back and listen to tonight's wonderful story, read to you by your favorite funny uncle, Uncle Earl.
Hiya, kids. This is your old Uncle Earl with another happy story from the pages of the Big Sudsy Storybook. Have y'all got your glasses of warm milk and graham crackers? Good. Then let's listen to the story of Perks, the naughty bunny. Perks was a young bunny who lived with his bunny mom and bunny dad and bunny sisters and brothers in a little burrow beneath a big oak tree. Perks was basically a good little bunny deep down in his heart, but he sometimes was seized with the most awful contrariness. That means he always wanted to do most the things that he was told not to do. This contrariness got him into some terrible fixes. Now, Perks had always been told not to go into the vegetable patch on Farmer Fengler's property to steal his carrots. But this warning only filled him even more with the desire to filch Farmer Fengler's fine vegetables. So one day, Perks talked Bumps, his bunny brother, and Bits and Boobs, his bunny sisters, into a plan to steal the carrots. They all scrambled beneath the rusty barbed wire fence that surrounded the garden and helped themselves to Farmer Fengler's fine food. Carrots, lettuce, even Brussels sprouts. "Ha ha," laughed Perks with a mouthful of food. "The laugh's on old man Fengler now." But there he was wrong, because Farmer Fengler's faithful dog was coming to guard the vegetable patch. When he saw what was happening, he began to growl and bark as loud as he could and chase the bunnies, Perks and Bumps and Bits and Boobs, out of the garden and through the rusty barbed wire fence. They all escaped, but they were very scratched and scraped from the little prank. When they got home, Mama Bunny told them all to wash out those scratches and scrapes with Sudsy soap, the clean soap and the handy paste, which they all did, all except Perks, the naughty bunny, who died of an infection. So, kids, the moral to this story is a simple one. Always wash with Sudsy soap, the clean soap and the handy paste. Until tomorrow, this is your old Uncle Earl saying, don't forget to wash behind your ears.
Uncle Earl and the Sudsy Storybook are both brought to you by...
Sudsy.
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 The clean soap in the handy paste.
This broadcast is copyrighted by the Waveland Radio Playhouse
and protected by the evil feet of Belcazar.